U.S. Senator Charles Grassley. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing? And I'm glad to have both Dans with me. Then I know one of you took off one time I was on the program, and I figured you didn't want to talk to me.
No. It was nothing personal. It's just sometimes two Dans are too much for everyone. So you gotta lower that Dan threshold a little bit every now and then. So we got the new Senate. We're now in session. The 115th Congress is in session, and right off the bat, I'm seeing stories about Chuck Schumer saying, "Here's the eight people that Donald Trump is nominating for cabinet positions. We are going to target." That doesn't sound like getting things off on the right foot.
Absolutely different than 8 years ago, when I think on the first day of the president's inauguration, we approved six or seven of 15 nominees to the cabinet for President Obama. So you would think that they would want to give a new president the same start that Republicans gave Obama. The other thing is the chances of defeating any of these nominees, regardless of how much time they want to waste going through them, is practically nil, because the history of the Senate approving nominees for the cabinet, now it's a little bit different for the courts, but for the cabinet, the history, there's only been less than a dozen that haven't been approved in 230 years. And the last one not to be approved by the United States Senate was a H.W. Bush nominee for Secretary of Defense by the name of Senator Tower, who was defeated by the Senate that particular year, 89. So it looks to me like it's stalling. And it looks to me like something similar to what Schumer got done after George W. Bush was elected in the year 2000, when Schumer led the way to put ideology into the consideration of judges at that particular time. And so we had a stalling of judges being approved. And so I don't see this as something that's going to keep President-elect Trump from getting his nominees approved, except it's just going to take a longer period of time. But then you know what'll happen. A lot of people want to leave town on a Thursday night, have a three-day weekend back in their constituencies, maybe working back there, maybe not working. But we'll probably be working on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, because we got the country's business to conduct, and you need cabinet people in place to get this job done. And so I just see it as a stalling tactic, not anything that's going to accomplish anything.
Talking with Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, and by the way, congratulations. I believe this is your seventh election?
Yes. And I appreciate very much the public trust that the people put in me. And I use the word trust because holding a Senate position is a position of public trust. It doesn't belong to Chuck Grassley or any other senator from any state. It belongs to the people of that state, in this case, the people of Iowa. You hold that trust for the term of office, either 2 years, 4 years. In the case of a Senate, it's 6 years, and you have to reauthorize it, and they have to put their trust into you again, and that happened in the November election for me.
What is your priorities as we start this? I know the president's out trying to figure out how he can save Obamacare. There's so many issues that are facing you. Do you have them prioritized at all?
Yeah, I do. But then every senator would give you a different priority. But I think for most Republicans, because it's made such a difference in the re-election or the election of Trump, and it made such a difference in the United States Senate being held by Republicans, the repeal of Obamacare is number one goal. That would be of the 52 Republican senators, maybe a couple Democrat senators. For me, I would have to say, since I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee, the first couple priorities for me would be nominations of Sessions as Attorney General. We're starting that hearing next Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully get him approved the first week of February to be Attorney General. And then after that, we will have a Supreme Court nominee. When it comes to legislation, I would list a couple immigration laws that are not really comprehensive immigration, but you know, we've had the deportation of a lot of criminal aliens. Then they come back into the country and create and do a murder. That happens about once a month over the last 5 or 6 year average of one a month. Getting what we call Cates Law, because Cates was one of the women murdered by one of these people, getting a Cates Law passed, or for Iowans, there's a Sarah Law for an Iowan that was killed by an illegal alien that was drunk at the particular time. Now he's absconded, we don't know where he is, but there's a Sarah Law, there's a Cates Law that we need to get passed that would have mandatory sentences for these people that come back into the country after they've been deported as a felon. Then,
Senator, if I could get you to hang on here a quick second so we can take a break, I do want to talk a little bit more about Obamacare, and I also want to get your thoughts on the Russian hacking situation, if I can get you to hang on here through the break.
We can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Talk about inflation and its effect on third world economies.
Yeah.
You want to do that? No, we don't. Hold on. Get you to hang on just a quick second here, Senator. U.S. Senator Charles Grassley with us this morning. It is 8:16, Dan and Dad. We'll be back and talk about those things with Senator Grassley next.
Are they weather reports or fashion advice?
So that you know what to wear and know how to plan your day.
You decide. On News Talk 1420, WOC.
MKD Electric, one of the Midwest's largest merit shop electrical contractors, is seeking talented industrial electricians and instrument technicians. New hires are eligible for sign-on bonuses and career advancement opportunities. MKD Electric offers great pay and company-provided benefits. We provide a safe place to work and offer a variety of training programs for our team. If interested, please visit us at mkdelectric.com/careers.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9380. That's 800-992-9380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-992-9380, 800-992-9380.
Dan and Dan, AM Quad Cities at News Talk 1420 WO. Chatting with United States Senator Charles Grassley this morning. Senator, you mentioned Obamacare as being one of the key priorities. I think a lot of people want to know, what do we do? Because and it certainly is a key priority, because I remember, everybody that I've talked to, they said, all right, look, we put the Republicans, they had the House, we gave them the Senate, we needed to do something about Obamacare, we didn't, and they said that's because we needed the presidency. And now they have all three. Something has to be done. I mean, if politically, this would be horrible if nothing gets done about Obamacare, right?
Yeah. It'll be done in a two-step way. Probably by the first half of February, there will be a repeal bill passed and signed by the president. And then after that's done, there will be no longer than a two-year period of time for transition to a new program. And in that period, you need that transition period because there's about 20 million people that get insurance through Obamacare now. You don't want to cut them off the middle of February. So we're going to have a period of phasing the old plan out and a new plan in. And I can give you some principles of a new plan if you're interested, and I won't do it unless you say you're interested. Sure. I won't give you the specifics because the specifics haven't been worked out.
Sure. Well, yeah, I think we'd be interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one would be to have insurance sold across state lines. Hopefully, and this is a longer shot, that there'll be some medical malpractice reform, lawsuit reform, you might call it, because that increases the cost of medicine probably by 10 or 15% just because of illegitimate lawsuits. Then more emphasis upon health savings accounts and probably maintaining pre-existing conditions so people can continue to get insurance that they might otherwise be denied. Let me put it in a little broader terms. That's kind of specific what I just told you. Let me say this way. The idea is to not have the government between you and your doctor, not have the employer having to provide insurance for you like we have an employer mandate under existing law. If you have individual insurance, we call that an individual mandate, not to have that mandate from the federal government. So if you don't want to buy insurance, you don't have to pay the penalty that you now have to pay under Obamacare to the IRS.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you know, another thing that I don't know that we can throw this in there, but I think a lot of people don't like the fact that their insurance is tied to their employer. I mean, if there was, and I know that you don't have to, I know we can. You know, I think if it would be easier, just like your car insurance. You know, if you lose your job, you don't lose your car insurance. That's something between you and somebody else. But I think a lot of people between that and selling insurance across the state lines, I think those two things could make a huge difference in the insurance industry.
Well, and that's one of the things that health savings accounts do. You get a tax credit for putting money away like an IRA for health care. And if you don't use it all up in 1 year, you can carry it over to another year. And if you got a lifetime of not being sick, it's something you could leave in your estate, but you could carry that from job to job.
Senator, have you seen any of the evidence that the government supposedly has that says the Russians hacked in and tried to affect this election? Have you seen any of that?
No, I have not. But that would come in a secret briefing. And if the Senate sets up such a secret briefing, I will go. But I have suspicions that the Russians are capable of doing that. But if you're asking me, do I know for sure that they did it? I don't know. But I have colleagues that have been subject to those briefings, and they say that there's no doubt the Russians have been involved. I'm waiting till I think it's next week. President-elect Trump's going to have a news conference. I would expect it to be discussed by him. He's going to have a briefing. There's something about those secret briefings, though. There are some things that can't be talked about because you're going to let the enemy know how you get your information, and you don't want the enemy to know how you get your information, or in some cases, actual people may be involved as spies in getting that information for us, and you don't want to put their life in jeopardy. So there's some things that even if I knew, I couldn't tell you, but right now, that's the situation.
Yeah, a lot of people are just, you know, wondering if this is just political coming out of the White House, and the problem is when you say, well, we know this, but we can't tell you why we know this. A lot of, you know, the trust in government, you know, is pretty low for a lot of Americans now, and people are just saying, well, if you can't prove it to us, we're not going to buy it. We're just not going to believe what you're saying.
But you can also understand, let me say this, there's probably more can be told than is being told, but there's some things that can't be told because you don't want to put spies' life in jeopardy, and you don't want the enemy to know how you get your information because then they can keep you from getting that information.
Right, of course. This is a double-edged sword.
Sure is.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to chatting with you again, Senator. It's always always great that you make time for us. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad both Dans were on today. I appreciate it very much.
We'll make, We'll make sure we get, we'll double Dan you all time.
Yeah,
so
we'll coordinate.
From now on. All right, thank you, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
U.S. Senator Charles Grassley joining us this morning. It is 8:24, Dan and Dan here at AM Quad Cities.